Welcome back to Sundays. We are your hosts. I'm Steph.
And I'm Sarah.
Woo! And this is Sundays. Today, we are diving into a topic that I feel like both of us have really had to navigate in our lives at some point or another. And that is how to thrive in a new city, plus navigating through change. Right, Sarah?
Yeah, we have done our fair share of moving, and we have a lot of good pieces of information to share with you that will probably help you or even make you feel better if you're in this transitional phase, because I'm fresh out of it, Stephanie, a little bit more than me, but I think like we definitely have a lot to share with you on this topic.
Definitely. And you, Sarah, have been a little bit more of a traveler or a mover than I have in my life. But as someone who is such a creature of habit and someone who is so comfortable in my familiar places, even moving to a new city, like I moved from Dallas to Houston a few years ago, and that was such a like system shock for me. What about you? What was your big move?
So essentially, well, I mean, I've moved a lot in my life, honestly. Like, I grew up in Pakistan, for those of you who don't know. I was there till I was 19. And then after high school, I moved to the US for undergraduate. And that's something like is very common that people do in Pakistan. Like, we have good schools for engineering, law, medicine. But if you want to do anything else, you have to pretty much go study abroad. And at that point, I was studying hotel management. So random. Now that I think about it, I'm an influencer and all. But, you know, I moved to the US and I did not have a hard time moving. And then, you know, I was able to quickly acclimate into my new life. I was just looking forward to moving away from my parents and like having this sense of freedom and independence to like really find out who I am. It taught me so much about myself. I grew up really fast. You know, like I literally just moved from my parents' home all the way to the US. So it was kind of like an intense move. And then after I studied hotel management and I graduated, I moved to Switzerland for my MBA. And then the only reason I moved back to the US is because Rami asked me to marry him and he couldn't live without me. So here I am back in the US. And I lived in Houston for 13 years. And for me, that was never like really hard. However, just last year, literally April 1st, 2021, we moved from Houston to Austin. And that move like nearly destroyed me. I don't know what happened. And I felt like it was just such a tough transition to move. I just felt like I didn't know where I was. I kind of lost myself in the process. It was just really tough. And I think we're going to address this a little bit more, like moving as an adult, like in your 30s versus your 20s is like completely different. And I know like Steph, you've moved around too, like, and I know you moved in your 20s and in your 30s. So like, what was your experience like?
Yeah. I mean, for me, honestly, I can say that like, kind of like I mentioned, I am such a creature of habit and someone who just loves knowing what street to turn on, knowing what restaurant I can order my favorite dish from, knowing people in the city that I can text like my friends and be like, hey, do you want to go to this with me? Do you want to do that? And so when I moved to Houston, I will say that at the beginning, it was a really hard transition because not only was I learning a new city, but I also had to work. I moved there for work. Moving to Houston was just more of a transition because I was not familiar with where to go, who to talk to. I didn't have my like piece of home with me. Of course, I had my family and nothing can replace that. But it's different when you don't have like really close friendships yet and you get lost. Like that's so frustrating. I remember like trying to navigate through Houston was just really overwhelming for me. Like in that in itself was a source of stress because I don't like not knowing where I'm going. So it's like the little things, you know, that can kind of wear you down. You know, I don't know where I'm going. I don't have anybody to text or call outside of my husband. And so I found myself really feeling like, okay, I have to figure this out. Like, I'm either going to just go to work every day, come home, be a wife and mother and have no social life, or I have to figure out what I'm missing. And for me, it was like making connections and having friendships, which, you know, I'm a very introverted person, but I'm only that way because, you know, once I'm comfortable around a group of people, then, you know, I feel the most myself. I feel the most at home. So I knew that I needed to figure that out. So yeah, I mean, it was a very tough transition for me. And moving city to city versus you moving to country, it's totally different. But I think for someone who doesn't move around a lot, it really shook me up for sure.
Right. And I feel like I had a very similar experience to you when I moved this time around, because I had already been in Houston for 13 years and I was in this like bubble of my friends, my family. Everything was very familiar to me. You know, it was just like a very cushy comfort zone. And then right when I moved to Austin, it was like an intense lifestyle change because I went from living in the suburbs to living in the city, from living in a huge home to living in a small apartment, from having a car to not having a car. And then, of course, like with Rami being home during the pandemic, it was nice to have him around. And now he works insane hours. So it was just like I would never see him. And, you know, I felt like I was completely alone and I had to start over from scratch. But as an adult, kind of set in my ways coming from my comfort zone, because it was literally like ripped out from underneath us because he got the job offer and we literally packed up 13 years of life in 2 weeks and we moved to Austin.
It was fast. You know, I remember that. Yeah.
Right. And it was so intense. You know, like I thought, oh yeah, I've done this so many times before. I've moved when I was 19, like I moved to a whole other continent without my family. Like, you know, I thought I had it in the bag and I was like, oh, I don't need any time to slow down and process what's happening. Like, let's just go. Cause I never thought that I would ever feel this intense sense of loss and just being super uncomfortable all the time. I was like, oh yeah, this is so cool. Like, let me just hurry up and get my life in Austin. And then when I came here, it all kind of just hit me. And I was like, what has happened? Like, I just felt like I was thrown against a wall and I was completely like physically, emotionally exhausted on all fronts. I mean, moving is tough. But moving cities, I think, is definitely a whole other animal because there's just so many moving factors. And it took me an entire year to finally feel like I was home. Like, did it take you a while or was your transition like a lot quicker than mine?
I would say because I was working and like really had to be in front of people all the time. And also, because we moved into a neighborhood where at the time, like ExxonMobil was just moving to Houston, I believe, if I remember correctly. And there were a lot of families that were migrating to kind of the same areas. So it was, it actually was like really almost divine the way it happened for me personally, in my neighborhood at least. All of us were people who moved and didn't know anybody. And while that was like amazing, I still had to really put myself out there and be like, okay, this is an opportunity. So it was a hard transition, but I saw an opportunity to really make the most of it because I was surrounded by people who were in the same boat as me. And I ended up really making great friendships in my neighborhood. We would play Bunko weekly. I don't know. Have you ever played Bunko?
No. What is that?
Oh my gosh. Well, I barely remember because you drink a lot of wine.
I love it. I love it. Drinking games are the best though. They're like really good for bonding, I feel.
Yeah. But from what I remember, there's dice involved. some numbers. There's a winner, you know, at the end, but a lot of wine. So there was always a host. And I remember being invited one night and I was like so nervous to go, but I went because I just remembered how I felt. Like I knew that I was missing something. And I knew like for my own mental health, like you have got to figure something out because otherwise you're going to be in this house. You know, the boys were a lot younger at that time. Jason was working and traveling some. Like I needed something. And I just, because I could feel myself kind of like going into kind of like a little depression almost. Like what, you know, this new city and everything is so unfamiliar. And so I really seized that opportunity. And I went to Bunko for the first night and then I just kept going and ended up making some really great friendships. And then from there, I had started my blog actually in Houston as well. I just was like, okay, this is a new city, new opportunities. Like I really put myself out there. So I think that that's a good point to make too. Like I was so uncomfortable and so like overwhelmed with the newness and freshness of it all. But I knew that in order for me to feel better or in order for me to like start having that sense of home, I was going to have to take some action as well. So I really started putting myself out there more than I probably would have had I been still in Dallas in my comfort zone.
Right. And this was like when you had first moved from Dallas to Houston, correct? Like, yeah. And that's the time you're talking about. Okay, yeah. Now I know what you mean. And that was like in your 20s, right?
Yeah, it was like my, I would say mid-20s. Yeah, mid-20s. Because I'm 34 now, and I moved to Houston in 2014. So right. I was like probably mid-early 20s, if I'm doing my math right. If somebody's out there doing some calculations, don't judge me. No, but what about you? So like how did you – like I found some opportunities or had opportunities presented to me, and I kind of seized them.
Yeah, and that's how we became friends because you seize those opportunities. And like, I feel like the Houston blogger scene is also like very inclusive. Shout out to our Houston girls if you're listening. You guys are awesome. But like, we had a great time. And I think that they were like a huge factor in me feeling like Houston was just so comfortable for me because I had a lot of friends. And like, we made a lot of friends just through our industry because we were all kind of starting at the same time. A lot of us were in the same experience. Like it was just a really great time when we were in Houston all together to kind of like thrive in this business as well. So that definitely was a big part of both of our journeys. Yeah. And now here we are in this podcast. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? But what about you now? So you, like you're in Austin. What have you done to make it feel like home? Like how have you made those connections or are you still finding your way?
So, okay. So it's been exactly a year. We're recording this in May. I moved April 1st, 2021. And now that I'm kind of out of this like weird funk that I was in for a whole year, I'd like to say that for a majority of my time, I was really sad. And I think the reason it took me a little bit longer to kind of snap out of it was because of the experiences I had before moving where I had no issues like finding friends, et cetera. And then, you know, like I said, but now as an adult, I just thought, okay, well, it's going to happen for me like really fast, just like it happened before. But now I felt like I was at this dissonance because I thought it would be easy for me and it wasn't. And I'm like, why is this taking so long? Why am I feeling like this? Why am I depressed? I did not give myself enough time to actually process the feelings, process the sadness. If I had just had a good cry and like let myself feel the sadness and the loss, because it is, change is hard. And I think the first step for me in this process was to really feel the sadness and say, okay, it's totally fine if you're sad, just have a good cry and move on. And towards the end of last year and the beginning of this year, I feel like that's exactly what I did. I kind of mourned this loss of this life that I had in Houston. And I said, okay, well, I just need to take this opportunity. Austin is just another part of my journey. I need to figure it out. So I started really, really small because being self-employed, I think you're so isolated that it's really difficult to kind of come out of your shell. And now with so many people working remote, working from home, I feel like this is going to be like a very common situation, especially if you're moving to a different city. So for me, I have a dog, Humphrey, and I just started very small by just even talking to people at the dog park. One of my first friends that I made in Austin was somebody I met at the dog park, and we have the same kind of dogs. And, you know, we go for daily walks like almost every other day now. And it's kind of really nice to have that connection with someone. And I feel like that was just something that helped me get out of my bubble. And kind of like what you said, you really have to put yourself out there whenever the time may be, because probably for 7 or 8 months out of the year, I just didn't feel like doing anything. And then also, I think just establishing a daily routine helps too. So like, I've started going to Solid Core. I love Solid Core. I have one close to my apartment and I just walk there. I get my coffee. I have like a juice spot that I like to go to close to my apartment. It just kind of makes me feel like I'm home and this is like my daily routine. These are things I like to do. I think just kind of getting out and like figuring out what you can do to slowly start making a place feel like home is really nice too. Another thing I did was taking time on the weekends. I'm like exploring my city, kind of being like a tourist in my own city where, you know, we would go floating on the river, Rami and I, or go try new restaurants. Something like that definitely helped too. I think one of the first activities I did in Austin was rent like a swan paddle boat on Lady Bird Lake for Rami's birthday. This was like September, by the way, and I did not pedal the entire time. Rami was like sweating the whole time. Oh, but I was like, oh, this is so lovely. Like, I'm having a great time. But anyways, you know, it was just something to do. And then one of my friends actually told me about this app called Meetup. Have you heard about that one?
No, I haven't heard about Meetup.
So, okay. So it could be like, I know a lot of people feel like apps and meeting people on apps can be kind of sketch, but Meetup is really nice because it connects you with people with similar interests. So right now I'm in this group called New to Austin 20s and 30s, and it's mostly just women. The first activity I did with Meetup was, you know how like guys go to sports bars and they watch all these games together, etc. There's this bar in Austin that does something similar for The Bachelor. And you can go to a bar and watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette together. I thought that was something really fun and unique to do. And I was able to meet some people there. And then once you kind of establish some friends, you're able to meet their friends. And, you know, I feel like that's how your circles start growing.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think integrating myself into a new city and thriving in a new city, like, definitely has like a big aspect of that being friendships and your network and the people you meet. But, you know, it can also come at your own time. Like I said, I was like 8 months until I even wanted to like go meet people or do something
outside of my home. I think it's important to like take your time, like whatever timing that is. Like, I don't think we should force ourselves to, you know, do things that are not within our time. Obviously, you don't want to be in a city for years and years and never get out there. But if you need time to process and kind of mourn that loss, I think that like you really made a good point, because it's okay to mourn and feel sad and, you know, have those emotions. I think when we try to, ignore it and try to like push forward, that's when it makes it even harder, you know, because you're trying to ignore real feelings. And it's okay to just let it happen. Like for me, when I moved back, oddly enough, like my period of like transition and sadness was actually when I left Houston and came back to Dallas. You know, which you would think I would be so excited to come home. And I was, as excited to be around family, and be back around some lifelong friends that I've had. But I also had invested so much into making great relationships in Houston. Like I had really good friendships there. And so moving back, was difficult. And we kind of had a similar scenario to you. We sold our home in Houston. I loved that house. It was a beautiful home. And we moved into a two-bedroom apartment in Carrollton, I remember. And I was just like, I was so frustrated. we're back
in
home.
Texas, we're used to our space.
Yeah. And we did it because at the time we were investing in real estate. So we bought two rental properties with some of the equity that we got from the house we sold in Houston. And so I understood why we were doing it, but it didn't make it easier. So like that was a transition. And then missing my old life in Houston was a transition. I started a new job when I moved back. Like there was just so much happening. And honestly, like you said, it took you 8 or 9 months. You know, I did my move in 2017, and I don't recommend this at all, but I'm just a hot mess and it took me a while, but I'm finally in a groove now and it's 2022. When I first
Everybody has their own pace.
Yeah, I'm finally, and the pandemic of course didn't help, but I found myself when I first moved back, I was still kind of like reaching back to people in Houston. You know, like I went to Fashion Week with you guys for like 2 years after I moved back, or for a couple of seasons, not years, but seasons. And I would make some connections in Dallas, but I remember like not going to a lot of events because I was so just like in my shell and like trying to navigate how to be happy to be back home, but also try to figure out how to make those same connections that I had in Houston. And it just wasn't happening quite as easily as it did with my previous move. So it took me a while. So I'm years after my move and I'm finally in a groove. And I think what helped also is really putting myself out there again and like forcing myself to do things that are uncomfortable. So saying yes to invites and going to events, talking to the other moms at my kids' basketball games and getting to know them, you know, and just being a little bit more social has helped.
Right.
But yeah, I know I totally get what you're saying.
So like, if you have to kind of go back and think about the time that you've spent just moving and healing from that process and all that change, like, have you noticed any kind of significant changes that you might have had in your life that you're grateful for, or just like, you know, just kind of looking back at the time?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm grateful for the experiences, you know, like I met you because I moved to Houston, you know, right. I met so many people. I started my blog. I made some really great connections. I had so many amazing opportunities with travel and working with brands. And I think at the core though, what I'm most grateful for is not being afraid to push myself past my comfort zone. Because honestly, the only way that I have been able to have positive experiences is to be uncomfortable and like really just kind of silence all of the noise in my head that tells me like, you know, oh, you know, what if they don't like you? Or what if, you know, what if it's not, what if you don't have fun? Or like, what if it's not a good experience? Or, you know, you like being at home more, like all of those voices that, you know, I try to keep them quiet. And in doing so, it's given me some of the best experiences of my life and meeting some of, you know, the greatest friends that I've had. You know, I have my best friends here in Dallas that I've had my whole life, and being able to add to that has been amazing. And the only way to do that is by pushing past your comfort zone. What about you?
You know, even with this move in 1 year, I think I've realized this, that I always want to be a little bit uncomfortable because it helps me grow in a tremendous way. I mean, even when I was in Houston to what I am now, I think I've just like kind of gotten that sense of resilience back in myself and to know that I can totally go through this, because there were times where I did not think I was going to last in Austin. Like I just wanted to run back to Houston and go back to my life. But, you know, you can't do that, especially like if you're moving for a job, you know, like you kind of just have to stay in it and like keep moving forward. And that for me is like a key element, is like learning how to move forward. Like you can just like think of yourself as like the main character of your life and say, yes, this is tough and it's challenging, but it's going to teach me something about myself that I have not learned before, or more confidence even, you know, like when you come out of it and you're like, oh, I'm actually really enjoying the new city that I'm in, and I've been able to make friends and like create this whole new life for myself in like a totally different city. Like it definitely speaks to your tenacity, to your strength, and even gives you like a boost of confidence.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think like the consensus here is that change, no matter how it comes and how you receive it, you know, because at first it can be difficult, it can be a tough pill to swallow. But at the end of the day, change has the potential to really catapult us into maybe where we're supposed to be and who we're supposed to be. A few years ago, I probably would have never been open to moving to another city. But now, if the opportunity presented itself, I would go, you know, if the opportunity presented itself to go to another country. And I think therapy has also helped, you know, just dealing with the anxiety and being such a person who loves things that are the same. Kind of working through that has also helped, but I would have never been open to it. And I am now, because I can see, kind of like you said, all of the positive things that have come from being open to change.
I feel like this is something that we could discuss on length, because that's what really helped me understand, because I just started reading a lot about change, because it honestly just really interests me of how just like humans deal with it, because some people are very prone to like staying in their routines versus some are just like thrill seekers and they want to constantly change. But I do feel like you said being uncomfortable is when you're really growing. And like the second you get comfortable, maybe even in like your daily life, you can check yourself and say like, what are the decisions that I'm holding back on that make me so scared? Because I think like those are the decisions you need to be taking to like grow and evolve and become like the best version of yourself, because every change definitely teaches you a lot. And I found this quote on Pinterest just like 2 months ago, and I like reading this, I had like tears in my eyes, because I felt like it came at the right time. I was just like Googling things on Pinterest, you know, and I just found this quote that I want to read for you guys, and it's by R.M. Drake. It says, "In the end, she became more than she expected. She became the journey. And like all journeys, she did not end. She simply changed directions and kept going."
That can be like such a mantra for life. Like, kind of like you said, even if you're not moving, if you're contemplating making a change, if you're contemplating doing something different, mixing it up, like just go for it. And, you know, what's the worst that happens? You learn from it, you grow from it, you succeed, you sail, you fly, maybe you fall on your face and you fail. Like it's okay. Like at the end of the day, like you're going to grow from it. You're going to learn from it. There's always something positive in every scenario. I love that. That's a great quote. I love it. All right. Well, how to thrive in a new city and how to embrace change. I hope you guys enjoyed today's conversation.
Please, if you can, take some time out, review our podcast. It would mean the world to us. It would really support us a lot. We are so grateful for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we will see you guys next Sunday.